Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to a brand new Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, June 17th, 2021, so we are almost in the heart of the summertime, so that's wonderful. And we are a live in call, so if you haven't called in, you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And of course, you are very welcome to just call us and chat with us, ask any spiritual question, or just share a story. If you want to talk with us live on the show, remember to press 1. You can also listen live and text chat with us during the show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden this time, just like last week. And on today's show, we will discuss numerology, plus taking your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And we would really love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. Or why not join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you can text chat with us in real time, and you can also listen live on the player if you don't want to call in, but you are most welcome to call in. And we are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today's show from Arizona in the US and Stockholm in Sweden. And as I mentioned, on today's show we will talk about numerology, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And we would just love to talk to you. Now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. And if you haven't listened to our show before, we are the show that love to discuss the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course, any and all spiritual topics is a passion. And we're always a live calling worldwide, so we are really waiting for your call. Call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. And you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now, let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my beautiful Sissy Sue, all the way from hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good, yes. And you are my beautiful soul sister, too. Oh, I'm doing good.
Oh, thank you.
It's Sissy. You're not going to believe it. It's 117 degrees. That is the temperature in which we burn our feet if we touch the sidewalk or if we get on rocks.
Okay.
You burn your feet.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Can you find me a couple of eggs on the sidewalk?
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, I'll make some bacon. How's that? Some bacon and some sausages.
Yeah. Thank you. No sand and no stones, okay?
Well, you got, you know, part of being healthy is having a little bit of Arizona desert dirt to eat. I mean, come on.
I'm too picky, just, right?
just like Greece. You know, you got to have a little bit of the salt air and sand from Greece as well. That's what keeps you so healthy.
Yeah, I know. Believe it or not, because here in Sweden we have a different, because we have ventilation and pipes and things of that nature. So the dust is different. It's not really dust as you think of it. It's more mm-hmm. like flying in the air. It's from clothes and things of that nature. It's light.
Yeah.
But in Greece, just like you, it's heavy. It's sitting all over the place. And sometimes when the wind is blowing, we get red dust from Africa. Can you believe that? But it's true. It sounds weird, but it's true.
No, I believe you. You know, here, because, you know, we're sitting in a fishbowl, right? Because we have all these mountains that surround us. But as soon as you get out and you head north, you start to get some of the red rocks in Sedona. It probably looks the same as Africa, I would imagine, as far as the dust.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
So, we have all different seasons and weather and, you know, climate and everything. But anyway, we just love to talk to you. So now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number, and you can call us for questions, a free mini reading live on air, share a story with us, or just chat about anything spiritual. And remember to press one to talk with us live on the show. And you can also text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. So you can find us both on the same page, scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And if you want to find out more about Scrolls of the Soul Radio, you can do that at scrollsofthesoul.com. And before we move on with today's show, I know that my sis is eager to tell us what last show was all about. Sissy?
Yes, ma'am. Last show was an interesting one, and we're going to probably take that up again in a month or two. It was about illusions and how we can create an illusion in our mind when we have the perception of something. And it could be anything, okay? So whether it's on the positive or the negative side of something, I think we tend to do it, though, on the negative side. But it's also, you know, what comes from that is lessons learned. I think the end result.
Yes.
And that'll probably be for the next discussion when we continue this topic. Is what type of lessons can we learn once we've kind of come through the process? Because it is a process, you know. And
it is.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It definitely was an enjoyable show last week. And of course, we had some amazing callers that called in, too, that could really relate to how we can create something, and really it's part of communication to think about it. And when we don't communicate with a partner, a friend, a family member, whoever you want, a coworker, we kind of set up these stories in our mind that are unrealistic and even expectations. So it's not really a healthy thing. Most of us, majority of people usually can resolve that, but some of us take a little bit longer, you know. So it's just a good area to kind of discuss and bring out because, you know, it's how we perceive things. So
And you know, it's part of our journey here to learn things. And you know, it's a part of our experience. It's very important. So don't judge yourself, no one. Mm-hmm. Okay, because we are here to experience and understand. And the only way we can understand is through experience. What else, right?
Right. And you know, some of us, I'm not saying whom, but some of us in this world have to get hit over the head with a frying pan because it takes a little bit of time. And, you know, we're not always thrilled about the lessons we have to learn. And that's absolutely okay, too. You know, we do our best at the time, and that's all we can do, you know.
Yes. And, you know, if you are one of those who needs to be hit with a frying pan from your angels and guides, sounds really funny, actually, to say that. I'm one of them. But it shows also that you're a strong person. So you don't let anyone, no matter who they are, come and just tell you what to do, right?
Right.
I like that part.
No, and I agree. And just to add one final area with that is... you know, it actually takes strength to go through an event that's a deeply personal or one where you are being hit on the head with a frying pan. You come out much stronger as someone. It you know, like we discussed, the lessons we learn, sometimes we're a little slow with those lessons, but ultimately it's something we're not going to repeat again. And that's the beauty of all of this, of life in general, you know, is the hard lessons and even the hard path we may have to walk sometimes.
Yeah.
So
I think actually I have an idea for a topic. This is for you.
We always get new topics, right?
Yes,
go for
because
it.
Sometimes it can be difficult to understand where am I in the process. How do I know that I am done with the lesson, that I released it? I think that's a great thing to talk about.
Yeah.
How can you understand that?
Right. So it would be, you know, how do we know, right? How do we know and when, at what point did it turn?
Yes.
You know what I mean? At what point did something turn?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good idea. So we're always developing them live on air, huh?
I know.
That's okay. All right. So today is numerology. As you guys are aware, every third week is numerology. And so we're always taking up certain numbers. And these are just numbers that kind of come out for us, for Ann and I. And they're very random. And I know with a lot of people, we don't necessarily have numbers that are the traditional 111555, you know, those numbers. The random numbers, I think, are the numbers that are the best, just my thought on it. And the reason B is I think once you're getting into numbers where the sequences are just digits, you know, four digits and more, and they're random. When you start studying what each one has meaning is, then you start to create a story. And that's what I enjoy about it.
It reveals many things. And, you know, they usually, angels and guides, they usually give us something very obvious, right?
Yeah,
A little bit like the frying pan, like saying, hey, pay attention here. So it can be 555-111, you know, 444, all those common things. Or the clock to be 1111 or something of that nature. And when we pay attention, it's good I know we said this before, pay attention to other things. If it's a car plate, for instance, on a parking spot, so why don't pay attention to the other cars that are around that car? Because even if it's uneven numbers like 134, 527, it's going to build up in the message. It's going to make sense.
Right, because it does create each individual number combined creates the story. And that's why I love it when we start getting into those odd numbers and it's just very random. And even what you had talked about as far as like license plates, let me tell you, it's not just license plates. You can be out publicly driving on a freeway, right, a major thoroughway, and there can be those big billboards signs, and all of a sudden you see an address and then, you know, a 4-6-digit number. It just kind of creeps out at you. So even things like that, signs, yard signs, billboards, all of that, when you become aware of numbers, you truly start to recognize them wherever you go. I do this, you know, in the checkbook. Yes. I do it wherever numbers come up.
I know.
So
I know.
Yeah, I know, you know.
It's everywhere. So, it's everywhere.
Yeah. And they're on the etheric side. Just a quick statement. On the etheric side, when you see numbers, it's a way in which spirit and our guides and angels speak to us. And it's like a computer. We've talked about this before, right? So ones and zeros are used to create an image, right? Well, we're not too far off when it comes to receiving messages from spirits and from family, descendants. They come through in numbers and it's easier for them. And if you understand them, the message can be quite clear.
Yes.
I know you wanted to add something.
It can be very clear.
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to say that at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, I put up a link to a site that we love. It's Joanne's Sacred Scribe Angel Numbers. So it's a link at scrollsofthesoul.com/live in the chat room so you can find it. It's a very good page.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. And was there another one too, or just that one? That was the one you were talking about. There's so many out there, Sissy.
Yeah, there are so many. It's just to basically Google, because I used this site for many years, so that's because I love it.
Right.
It has, even with 4 digits, not all the way up to 9999, but somewhere in the middle, 3,000 something. So she has many numbers, actually.
Well, you know, I'm surprised there isn't, maybe we just haven't seen it yet, but I'm surprised there isn't pages where we start getting into those bigger odd numbers like we talked about. Just like we said earlier, where we are creating a story now, and it's no longer just one aspect, it's a whole, it can become a whole topic and life lesson. There's so many things in numbers, you know, and you're basically being spoken to. Not everyone picks up on that either. And that's fine. That's okay. You know, that's what we're here for. Sissy, I see that the board is filled. Probably grab a call.
I think
maybe.
I think that's a great idea.
All right. Let me move over to our first caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Okay. Let me move on to the next call. Let me just repeat something, Sissy, before I grab the next call. Listen, guys, if you're on hold with us, please don't take another phone call, because we have a lot of callers who call into our show, and there's really a small amount of time we can give, between 5 and 6 minutes. So I need you to be ready when I come over. I know everybody usually would expect us to be over at the bottom of the hour, but when my board stacks up like this, the callers will come in a little bit earlier. So just as a courteous thing to us, you know, when I come over, just be ready and call whoever you got to call after the show. So let me move on to our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Today's a real charmer, huh, Sissy?
Yes.
Let's see if I can grab another phone call. I'm trying.
It happens.
It's Mercury, isn't it? We're still in Mercury.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
Probably.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi, this is Rose. How you doing, ladies?
Hi, Rose. How are
Hi,
you,
Rose.
Love? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So yeah. I was home today working, and I said, let me see. I had a feeling maybe you ladies were on today. So
yeah,
that worked out well.
Oh, yeah,
so,
it did, huh?
Yeah. Something going on crazy with the phones, I guess, you know?
Oh, hell
I don't know.
You know what? It's this is what happens to me all the time, Anne and I both. And this is why I just repeat it when everyone's on hold. If you've got another phone call, hang up and call us back then, because we're going to move through callers, and it's unfair to the rest of you guys. So as a as a courteous thing. Okay.
Sure.
So what can we do for you?
I understand that.
Yeah.
Do you just do general or whatever comes to you, or you want me to ask
whatever you need? Just tell me what you need. Or
I need a lot.
Yeah, can you fill the bank account today? I can use that.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at a bank statement right now.
Oh, gee. Well, what can I say?
It does need some help.
Let me look at mine. I think we all do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. All of us, really. But anyway, I guess I was going to ask the question of, do you see like a nonprofit, and then we're having a new program, and we're looking for space. So I did have somebody contact me yesterday, like
out of Jersey.
Someone that has what?
Somebody out of Jersey, New Jersey. Sorry. New Jersey?
No, someone that's like has a lot of money around where I live. They give a lot of money out to nonprofits. I don't know where they're originally from, but they just wrote me out of the blue yesterday, so I just wrote back. But we're looking for space for a program that we're going to be running, and we were just wondering because we had a like an article in the paper, so we were hoping some people would see it and maybe help.
Let me just, I keep hearing Jersey, Jersey.
Jersey?
Did you look, New Jersey. Did you look?
Well,
because you're out of New York, right? You're in Suffolk County.
I'm in Long Island, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's something, because rent is cheaper there. There's been, what I'm seeing is a lot of employment, a lot of buildings have closed. There's, those shopping centers, not a mall, but a center. There are so many closed, and I can see close. So this point, the owners of the property are gonna want to negotiate. Start looking in New Jersey. If you're able to just get on the other side of the river, I don't know. I'm seeing it visually. Is it the other side, like where you're at? Would it be the other side? Because
you're in
Suffolk County. Is that too far?
Yeah, that's really far. Yeah, because I live out here.
Suburbs. All right, what about Connecticut? Is Connecticut closer?
I have to take a ferry.
They're higher priced. I know Connecticut is just pricey as all.
Most of Connecticut is. They have some pockets of poverty.
I know.
Maybe
I know they do.
Yeah. So you keep getting New Jersey. All right. Maybe it's someone
from
New Jersey.
Hang on. The skirts, right. Maybe, I don't know. There's an outer borough in Pennsylvania, too. Like I said, I don't know where you're at, but I'm just seeing, you know, I can see it in Philly or Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania. It's, you know, you think of Philly when you say Pennsylvania.
Right, right.
So there's something in Penn as well, but Jersey is what's standing. And I know it's far, I understand that, but you're looking for investors, someone to help, right?
Yeah, we need some space. It's for classes, though.
Yeah.
We don't need, you know, a lot of space. You know,
okay.
We don't need a lot at this point. Yeah, not with
well,
this
let
program.
Let me ask Ann if Ann, you know, can add more than me, Sissy.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Rose, and hi.
Hi,
Sissy. And so wonderful to talk to you again. I have been listening here to what you have been saying. And I do feel that Sue is on track here. I'm not getting a specific area just like she's getting, but I'm getting sometimes, you know, when I took my deck of cards, and when cards fall out from the deck, it's a good sign. And the cards that fell out for you, actually three cards, so I'm going to give them all to you. First of all, this is something that had been on your mind for some time also, how to resolve and how to come to move forward with this question and matter. And I do have a feeling that it's like, if you have been feeling in the past here that things haven't moved forward, it's going to be a turnaround, it's a change, it's a very positive energy. And I do feel that try to get things out there as much as you can. If you are thinking of a certain area yourself, why not go to that area and put up some, you know, sometimes in supermarkets and shops or pharmacies or whatever, if you have their permission, you can put up something and tell that you're looking for something, like advertising. It may sound simple, but it can actually be what we need to do sometimes to find that specific person that can help us. And you also have already found a few, haven't you, that you are waiting answers for. Is that true? Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
right.
In general, I feel that this is going to be something that will be coming full circle and being resolved within a short while. I can't say an exact timeline, but I do feel that you will find the solution. It's going to come to successful completion. That is the wording I'm hearing.
No, that's good. So working on this for a long time.
I've got one little key thing to add.
Okay.
Negotiate, Rose. So.
Right.
Yes.
Was there anything in these areas I brought up? If there isn't, you can get a bargain. I'm telling you. If it's an hour drive, it would be so worth it financially.
Yeah.
So, but that's your call, you know.
Yeah, it's a little bit, probably even further than an hour. You know what I mean?
Okay, right.
Where I am, it's pretty far. But I thought of maybe some people that are from that area that are maybe be connected to us. That's the way I was taking it, a little bit like that.
Right. Is there an online, can you do something online, or do you have the students need to physically be there?
Yeah, you know, we're getting out of COVID, and it's a big part of it is social support to be together, because we really do need that. I think most of us are burnt out by Zoom and all that.
I get it.
So,
yep.
So you kind of do need this type of bonding. I mean, some things can be done that way, but I think this program is really a big part of it is being social and supporting each other. So we really need to be together. We don't really need that much space. It's not like we need, you know, we're talking about a classroom type of thing.
Yeah.
We don't need,
right,
like, you know, big-ass place. But,
yeah.
You know.
It's coming, though.
But, yeah.
I'm telling you, Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can see it, and I can see,
right,
you know, when the word negotiation came out, it came out so strong that I'm just putting these emphasis on it. Because,
right,
you have this great,
okay,
ability to do that. It's,
yeah,
you know, you're going to do fine. It's coming, though. I can see it and feel it. It's coming. Stay,
yeah,
focused.
All right. That
it's coming.
Good. Yeah, I've been trying to stay positive and not get too crazy like I used,
mm-hmm,
to get. Just,
yeah,
leave it there, you know. You know, because then you drive it more away when you get too focused and, you know, obsessive.
Well,
when
energetically,
over, yeah,
energetically,
right,
when you,
right,
do that, you just create this barrier for yourself. So,
right,
yeah,
right, that's for sure. All right, ladies.
All right,
I thank
keep
you
us informed. I know it's,
yeah,
coming.
I will.
Yes.
No, I'll listen to the rest of the show. I
okay,
enjoy it.
All right,
thank,
honey,
you. I appreciate,
thanks,
it. All right, honey.
Have a great,
bye-bye,
day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, Sissy. I'll grab our next call, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Melissa. Good afternoon.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi,
girl,
Melissa.
Listen, you've got to stop having other conversations when you call in. I could not connect with you. Were we on hold, or did you have someone you were talking to?
I apologize. I'm sorry. I was with the masking. I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay.
It's
just
okay.
Heads up, honey. Just next time, make sure, you know, you have nothing else on your plate or agenda. So, as I don't want to be unfair to our other callers and listeners. So what's going,
yeah,
on, girl?
Yes, thank you. I want to ask you, so I have the job that I had, the job that I had, anyway, I did go to a portal, thank you. The job that I went, which was two weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
These.
I know.
Which is, it hurts me, and I don't know. I'm thinking positive, lesson learned. I really validated myself, and I asked, and again,
yeah,
I do want to apologize. I want to know if they did they clear, like, knowing that these people didn't hate me, it was based on their emotions. I mean, because they were checking, and I don't know if they did check, and they were able to find out the truth. Or what's the real on it, and if so, do they call me back for that company?
Okay, yeah. Let me stop you right there. So,
great, thank you.
This is a process, and so this process takes time. It's absolutely okay. Be patient with it. It's just a time thing, is all it is. If it's where you need employment this second, continue applying to other small areas, maybe part-time stuff, something, if it's where you have to have finances at this moment, right? This is not, the process can take a month to 6 weeks, okay? There's background stuff they need to do. And you're not aware of it, and that's okay. It's not part of your end of the job description. It's their end. So be patient. It's coming. It's just a process. Okay? Let me see if Ann could add a little more to that. Sissy?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Right now, I heard everything, and I hear, yes, a little bit of patience, that's always good to have. And it's not always easy, I know. So you come up for me right now as feeling maybe a little bit upside down because you don't really know. But it feels like everything is going to be fine. And the energy that I'm being shown from guides and angels, it's an energy of, you know, the wishing star. So that's a perfect energy to know that even though, no matter how things look, and if we go back to last week's show talking about illusion, sometimes things appear differently and we see something that we try to interpret from past experiences. But the energy feels to be very good, filled with many possibilities and good things that are coming to you. And just wait, because sometimes for things to manifest fully, a few things come in an instant. They come very fast. Other things take a little bit of time. And that's where we have a little bit of a hard time waiting. But I fully understand, because, you know, I'm not very patient either sometimes. So, you know, we want to know what's going to be. That's very human, right? I hope that makes sense to you.
Yes, ma'am. It is. So I the good news is that I'm going to be in the clear. That's what makes me feel a bit happy.
Yes.
You said that?
Yes.
Yes.
You're worried, and I'm telling you, stop it.
Okay.
Just stop it.
I always listen to y'all. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I always do.
Can you tell my kids that?
Oh, no. I can call you. I do. I want to be. Yeah, you're professional. You're open. I'm getting my tuition. My things open up and.
Yeah.
Always respect what is real, and I think God is real, and what y'all do is real, and
yeah.
The time I've grown, look, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Like I said,
right?
You know, Anne and I, yeah, we can't say it enough to you how proud of you we are. We've seen the growth.
Very proud.
You know, and we don't need to physically see you to know it. We don't even need to hear it. We see it on an etheric level. You know, so you're doing
yes.
good.
This is
okay.
Very good.
Easy.
Okay. You keep us informed. Keep us informed. It's going to all work out. Okay.
Yeah. And one quickly comment. You're able to see my light body.
Girl, I'm not answering any more questions because I'm at the bottom of the hour. If you want that kind of reading, you get a hold of Anne or me. Go to the website at schools.com/Anne or /Sue, and we'll further this conversation. You know, but that's a paid reading. These are just mini 5 minutes. If you're interested, you know how to get a hold of us. Okay?
That's true. Hey, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome,
thank you.
Honey.
Thank you,
Melissa.
We love you.
Day.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. That's beautiful.
Okay, Sissy.
Yes. So, yeah, I know. We are at the bottom of the hour. Yes, my time. Always joking. So, I think that we are both very good at talking, aren't we? So,
A
reflection. No, just kidding. So thank you all for your calls, and thank you for your patience, those of you who are waiting in the line, and we come to you in a little bit. And if you want to, I just want to mention, because today we are actually talking about numerology, if you want us to just say something about numerology, a number or whatever, just ask us, okay? Otherwise, we do mini readings in our usual way. And we love to talk to you. So there's still room here for more people to call in. So we are awaiting your call. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number. You can call us for questions. Get a free mini reading live on air. Share a story with us and just chat a little bit. And if you want to talk with us, press 1. That's important. You can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There's a chat room in there. So we take questions there too. I'm going to have there in a little bit. And in the chat room at squirrelsofthesoul.com/live, we did put up a link to a site with angel numbers that we really love. If you want to go and check that link out, squirrelsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are talking about numerology, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we do offer personal readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And you can always listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And why not call us to talk with us live on air? Call us right now. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number and +1 to talk with us live on the show. And we are very proud to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries and we are growing, and that means on all continents. Thank you, everybody, for honoring us to listening into our shows. Our
that's
next
amazing.
Upcoming show here on Scroll, that's amazing. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, June 24th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. We will talk about tuning forks and biorhythm healing, how sound can heal the human body. And this is a really intriguing topic. And, of course, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific, U.S. time, and you can go to our website and find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. And I think you only need to time for broadcasting, so you will find that. It's a blog. It shows on the first page, too. You can always keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can listen to past episodes and replays at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden in Europe. And, of course, let's get back to the show. I think I'm done.
Okay, Susie. All right, let me move on to
yes.
our next caller. Hang on one
yes.
second. Hello, caller. What's your
Hi.
Name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, nice.
How
it's you
been
doing?
A while. How are you, ladies?
We're
Hi,
doing
yeah.
great. How are you?
Fantastic. Good, good. I'm kind of mulling things over, trying to make a decision on how I'm going to spend my summer.
Right.
I'm wondering if you could help me out with that. I'm thinking of working with either Alex or Joe on a project, just to kind of do like a proof of concept of a project to see if, you know, we could kind of get it out there in the world. And I was wondering if you can pick up, please, on if that's the right avenue to go and if
right.
I should work with Joe or Alex.
You know, it's
okay.
funny because it's both. I see both, but, you know, you
Ooh.
Have one and two. And I really, for the creative side, I'm not asking what it is. It just feels like as a creative thing, the more input you have from both, the better this, does that make sense? The better it would be. It would just be sweeter. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. I could see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, so, I could do one project with one and one project with the other.
Okay.
That's a possibility too.
Yeah, I think it'll bring out the best in you. You know, mm-hmm. When we love what we do, especially when it's creative and we're inspired by others, and there's certain aspects of it. So, for instance, Alex may have an area and an aspect that inspires and helps you to create on let's say, I'm just going to throw out something, on the visual side. And then who was the other person you said, Alex and who?
Joe.
Joe. Okay. And then Joseph would be the technical. This is what I'm seeing. I don't know, but it's kind of what I'm
You're
seeing.
You're right,
so,
actually.
Okay. So they
You're
both,
right.
Okay. Well, they both bring this amazing, it's like a trio, you know, the three amigos.
Mm-hmm.
So they both add their unique perspective, which ultimately makes you the best at what you do. And it helps you to sell yourself, whatever it is you're doing. So I hope that helps, you know.
Yeah,
Let me see what
like
Anne has to say, too.
Yeah.
Right, yep. Sissy?
Yes. Hi, ladies. Hi, Catherine. So wonderful to have you on here again. And I wanted to say the same as Sue, actually, because it feels very strongly that both of these people and men can add to, because they have different skill sets, and they are very good at different things, so to speak. So as a whole, if you think of everything as something complete, I think that the three of you would make up for the best combination of everything. And I have to tell you, I did pull a card here before the show. I didn't reveal it yet, but I'm going to start with you, because it's from the Ascended Masters Oracle cards, and I draw Apollo, and that's, of course, that's connected to Greece too, because I'm so connected to Greece. But what his message, he's coming and saying, and this goes absolutely directly on this answer to you. Focus upon your strengths. So this goes for focus upon your strengths and their strengths. That's going to be the best blend. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I think this Mercury has just been tripping me up a lot, where it's like I can't, you know, I couldn't make a decision. You know what I mean? Because like everything you're saying is just resonating so much. But it's like I've been holding back a bit, and that's the only reason why I could think, you know, review time. So, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, I feel
that's wonderful.
Sorry, Sissy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Sissy. No, go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt. I apologize. I feel very excited for you. There's a lot of creative energy here, youthful creative energy. And it's kind of like, do you remember, God, who did this song, New York, New York, It's a Wonderful Time? I'm brain farting, but I think, okay. This is
Frank
Sinatra, yep.
Yes.
This is how this feels to me, like the city. It's like the city is yours, and you're going to give it your all, and it's going to give back, and there's going to be this thing that blossoms. I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, it's extremely creative. It feels really fun, a lot of fun. And I think there might be some people involved in the city. So let me ask you a question without getting names. I don't want to speak names, but are there some important people that you're in contact with in New York? I'm not naming names. I won't do that, but is there some important people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is going to flourish, and it's just going to really blossom. I'm so excited for you. You need to call us back.
Oh, I totally will. Yes. Oh, woohoo.
Yeah, there's a lot of joy in this, so especially for you, ultimately. Joe and Alex as well, because they get to be a part of it. But for you.
Yeah. I have to.
Go ahead.
I have to chime in and say something, too. I see a lot of communication going on, and just be say whatever, express yourself. Don't hold back on anything. Sometimes we tend to let things stay as a thought form, okay? So we just kind of hesitate to say it, but don't do that. Go for it. It's a good time.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be the only thing, and I agree with Anne on that. That would be the only part of this that if you do not state publicly to whomever of authority or whoever it is you're talking to, some things can be put in a shelf, in a box, or in a drawer and not be taken up. And you, because of your creative gifts, you have to, they need to hear everything. And if this involves like a meeting where it's in a boardroom or it's in a cafe where you're having coffee or a little lunch, don't hesitate to say it, whatever it is. And if you need to just make some notes on your phone and be sneaky about it, just make a couple of notes, like bullet points. All right? I'm verbally trying to be careful here because I know what this is. So I'm just being careful. But create some bullet points that'll help you. Uh-huh. And they'll listen. Whomever you're talking to, they're going to listen. There's a
wow.
respect because of your creativity and your youthfulness. You know, it's the young who can change the world. And
wow.
your creativity is very much in line with this, whatever it is you're doing. So I wish
wow.
you well. I wish you all the best because I'm really excited for you. That's really
you.
Awesome. Okay, so keep us informed. Message
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
Even
yes.
in an email. You can message Anne and I. Not for a you can do a reading, of course, if you want. But if you just want to say, hey, you know, guess what, blah, 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 please do, because I'm really excited for you and I want to know.
You're curious.
You. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm curious, too.
I'm just keeping it to myself because this is...
What's your email? Is it on the page?
Anne and I are both here. You can when you go in, there's a page there where you can request a conversation with us. Sissy, my sister is the one who runs the page. So she can give you the better details than me.
And actually, we have a contact form. So if you have any question, it says at the bottom of all pages, get in touch. You can just go to scrollsofthesoul.com and scroll down to the bottom, and you can type your message and your first name and your email so we connect with you. And just tell us if you want to feel for it, okay?
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. Both of you are amazing.
Oh, so are you. You're just
thank
really
you.
Very creative.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank you. I feel
Happy
it too.
Happy summer.
You too. Have an awesome summer. It's going to be fabulous. And get to the beach. Get to Jones Beach, okay? Get to the beach.
Yeah. Oh, I need that, yes.
You and me both.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine, thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Much love to you
thank
both.
You.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're Thank
welcome.
You, too. Much love.
Bye, honey. Okay. Bye. Yeah, I love creativity, Sissy. We both love creativity, and there's a lot of creativity going on here, so I'm really excited for her, very excited. Okay, let me move on to our next caller. Give me one sec. All right. Coming over to you guys, so hang on. Hang with us. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm very good.
Hi, Maria. Welcome.
The reason I call you, please, I've got to receive a settlement. You know, as soon as they're going to be very rich.
A settlement. Okay. Hang on. Sissy, I'm just doing...
What happened?
I've got to do... It's me.
Yes.
Let me do a douse, if you can pull a card.
Okay, I didn't hear the...
Mind.
I didn't hear the question... I didn't hear the question correctly. Sorry.
Her question is about a settlement, so whether it's a financial settlement.
Right. Okay. I'm going to travel. I'm going to go in Italy. Yes.
Oh, go to Italy. Okay.
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 So I'm going to see what's coming up here for you. Maria. Yes, I'm going to look at the cards. So my senses tells me that if you are wondering if this is going to be, because it's a travel and a settlement. I have the best sense that the settlement will come into fruition and that things will fall into place so that you can go. I'm going to see if I'm being given more information. There's a man connected to this. And I do have a feeling that this man has a lot to say, but he feels to be someone who is fair and just. And maybe this is considered at this very, very moment. So it takes maybe a little bit of time before you actually know 100%. But I don't feel it's going to take a long time. So it's a matter of days or maybe a couple of weeks. I don't feel it's a longer time before you know. It doesn't mean that the travel is going to happen. And I'm also shown the world for you. The world in this case means that that's a confirmation for the travel. And there's a message coming about this, but that's also logical in that sense. I don't know if this makes sense to you, Maria.
Yes, it says she are going to buy a property over there near the water with the money coming in.
Beautiful.
I have
the answer for her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Maria, this is Sue. Welcome to our show. What I see is three breakups of this settlement. So there'll be a payment that's broken. So maybe the first one is, I'm going to just throw out a random number, okay? And tell me if this makes sense. So the first one would be like 700 and something, right? And then the next one would be like a little bit higher, like 12. It's getting, for some reason, whatever this settlement is, it's being broken up into payments. I don't know if it's a tax thing, if it's for tax purposes or whatever. It's not my business. I'm not asking. But there's going to be an offer as far as how you settle this when you settle it. So it is going to settle, and you are going to be given a choice, either a one-time type thing or three increments of payment. I used a random number, okay? I'm not asking whether that number is correct or not. I just threw in a random number. So these random numbers will be a small one and then a medium one and then a large one. I see that's how you will accept it, but it will be offered either by one chunk or in payment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's coming, by the way. You got the settlement. Like, you know that, right? You know you have the settlement?
Yeah, but I don't know how much it's going to be. Is it going to be enough I can buy a property near the water in Italy?
Yeah, right. It's going to happen. The property you want in Italy, it's definitely going to happen. Is there family that's connected to this and that you could lose this property if you don't get it soon?
No.
No? Is there someone you know?
I got a relative over there. I'm having nothing to do, whatever I want to buy, you know?
Okay. There's something connected with this property that it's like a friend of a friend knows a friend, and you know them all. And that's how I'm seeing it. But it felt very family-like with us Italianos. You know, we all are family, especially in Italy.
Yeah, you talk Italian.
No, my father did, but I'm from Connecticut. I grew up on the east coast of the country. All my half of my family's Italian, and then my other half is Irish. So
I see.
Okay.
My dad and his family spoke Italian, and That's where I descend from, in Naples.
That's a beautiful Naples. You never went?
I've never gone to Italy because my first place I want to go is to Greece.
Many I talk to, it's a proverb, you understand me, to say you go see Naples first and then you die. You understand?
Yeah,
you
I
gotta
understand.
See Naples first,
yeah.
And then you go all over.
Yeah.
I went to Spain many years ago, you know, I was much, much younger. Now, I want to bring it to my daughter. My daughter never went there in Naples. That's why I want to bring my daughter to Naples, to Capri. As I know, this they happen, you know, this virus going on. Just a minute, I got to think of some more.
Right, right. But let me tell you, the property you want,
right now,
you're
in Italy,
getting it.
That's what happened. They are cheap. You can buy a lot of houses. You can buy a beautiful bill, not that much money, like $100,000. You know, then it'll be
how
like
exciting.
It was a long time ago.
Oh,
that's
how exciting.
Get a lot of money. I want to buy a house near the water.
Yeah.
You know, it's a place beautiful. They call it Cefalo.
Beautiful. You know what? It's God.
It's,
you call that God's country, huh? That's all God's country. You can just sit
right,
there from the house. Yeah.
It's near Palermo. You know Palermo?
Palermo? Yeah. I know of Palermo. Like I said, I have a bunch of family over in Italy. I haven't seen them in years. One of my cousins is a priest in Italy.
Nice.
So everyone is a priest, huh? And over in Italy.
Beautiful. They're nice.
Yeah. And that's kind of a goal because I was born and raised here in the States. But that would be a bucket list for me to get over to Italy. But my first love is actually Greece, believe it or not. I have a little thing I need to do over in Greece first before going to Italy.
Okay. you see, you're going to get a lot of money, right?
Yes, you are. And it's going to... I don't see the timeline on it. Do you, Sissy? Do you see
how much you're going to be here or not?
No, but I don't see a specific timeline either. Hi, it's Anne again here. But I have a sense that clarity will come quite soon. It feels to be within a few days. It can be a couple of weeks or something. Clarity and answers will come, and then you know. But the rest of the thing, until everything is coming full circle and settled, may take a longer time. I just have to chime in one more thing. I can speak one Italian word. I'm the one that goes to Greece. Mangiare. That's important, right? Food.
Oh, hang on.
That's good. That's a good food, no matter you go over there. It's beautiful. It's delicious, the food.
Yeah. Maria, my mama taught me how to make sauce. Okay, I do red sauce, not white sauce, but I love white sauce. I make a sauce, and I make it for days. Okay, my grandma never took the pot off the stove. The pot, whenever we would go see her, that pot always sat on the stove, and it fermented the spaghetti sauce, and it was. And you just stick some bread, and you dip bread in there, and you eat. You know, your Italian bread.
Yeah, you should go to do that way. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's delicious. So it's delicious. You go there, you got to eat the arancinas, rice balls. They are delicious.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're talking about food I haven't eaten yet. Now you're making me hungry, Maria. But I will tell you one thing.
And I'm hungry.
Yeah. I learned one Italian word from my father, and it's not one I can put here on air. I could because it's my own show. But I think you know which one I'm talking about. You know, I think.
Hey, listen, I tell you, this is
vaffanculo. Yeah. fungal. I don't want to, you know, I don't have any barriers I'm crossing here because it's the internet. Yes, it was fungal.
Just a little bit.
It was fungal plenty of times.
I didn't somebody made this.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, when the belt came out or if he kicked you off, you ran because it was a lot of fungal, okay? You ran out of the house.
You kept knocking him out, you kept pushing me, that's it.
Yeah. Yep. We would run to neighbors' houses or we would just run down the street, okay? Because we're not even mad.
I got to wait there looking for you.
Oh, yeah. Fungul came out and we were gone. Okay, we just four of us leave the house. Okay, so yes.
Years ago, my mother they never do that. I see a lot of people. They have a kid, they get mad, they take it away the shoe, say you know finish it, I throw away the shoe and dump you, and see the kids and run. And some of the people they was nice, you know, the food of it. Ever eat the pasta with the black ink?
Right. Say that again, Maria, one more time, because I didn't hear
black
that part.
Is black ink? The octopus inside, they got a little bag. They got it, the sauce, they are black.
Okay.
So you make the sauce, and you open it a little bag, and mix it with sauce. You know, and let it cook. Come the pasta. I want to eat day and night. And sometimes the pieces though they take it away, and you gotta pay $7 a little bit.
The shrimp, you mean?
Sometimes
like
it's because of the expense. You buy the fish and says, "You give me with the bag of the ink." I buy the price. You tell him. But as long as I got the ink, the pasta tasted delicious. Then it's another quality. Pasta, that one I don't like. You know the finale, the tinny finale?
Say that one more time. The
finale.
The finale. Yeah.
That one, the tinny, tinny. They look like hair, I don't like. They make it with the sardine. They call it pasta finale, a sardine.
Oh.
They add this shape. They put in some little raisins.
Oh.
They're very expensive dishes, even over here in the restaurant.
Expensive. Oh, you're making me hungry, Maria.
I'm hungry, too. Mangiare.
Mangiare.
They make it, you know, the cookies, the glissimis? They call it cucciolata. And they make it a fig, the raisins they cook and they make the cookies. Oh, they are delicious. To me, my relative, they send me by mail.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, me too. I love the cookies too. Oh, my God. My family made those cookies all the time. Okay, Maria, I have to go. I've got other callers, and you keep ringing.
I
got to
ask another question, just one question, just one.
Go ahead.
You see my daughter want to get a boyfriend, a fiancé.
In Italy.
I want to be a mother-in-law.
Italy. I think you're taking her to Italy, right?
I'm going to go in Italy. I want somebody rich.
Is she going? She's going to Italy too, right?
Of course.
There's somebody over there in Italy. That's all I got. I got somebody. Just hang in there, Mom. It's coming. It's all coming. Hang in there, okay?
Okay.
It's coming.
Thank you very, very much. I hope
you're
we talk again. I'd like to talk to you guys.
Yes. Yes, please do.
Thank you, too. It was lovely to talk to you.
Maria, have a wonderful visit in Italy. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You, too. Bye.
Okay, Sissy, let me move on. Fabulous. Fabulous. She has to cook for us, okay? I'm hungry.
Yes, I'm hungry, too. I can hear my tummy making noises because of thinking about the food, right?
Well, there's some desserts. Oh, my God. some cannolis. Oh my God, Maria, if you could make a cannoli, because I found one place here in Arizona that kind of makes good cannolis. Oh my God, but they're not what grandma made, you know. When grandma makes cannolis, those are the best. So let me move on to our next caller.
That means that you are elite. If Allah made you elite, because who was that? Who was that man?
Hello.
Who was the man that would live in these houses?
Okay, Sissy. Apparently, we're catching a caller. You know how many times I got to repeat this, so I'm going to say it one more time. Okay, I've got I've got
please
10
don't.
Minutes left. Left to go.
Yeah. Yeah,
go ahead.
I know.
Sissy, you say it. Go ahead.
But it happens sometimes when people wait. We understand that it's difficult to wait sometimes. But
right.
It's not nice to hear certain things on the radio live, right? So it's better to actually maybe close the phone to us and call our line again when you're ready. Maybe that's a better option. So.
Yeah.
Do we have someone else, Sissy? I think we have one more, right?
Yeah, I'll grab
a
call. I will grab a call. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly from Georgia in the United States.
Oh, hi, girl. Hey, how's
it
going?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
What's going on? What can we do for you, love?
Well, I was just going to call you and let you know that I had an interview on the June 8th, and I haven't heard back from them yet.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But, listen, there's two competing things going on right now. Ultimately, you will get it. You know, this is kind of something that was unforeseen when we talked last about it. There's something between two opposing people. I don't know who they are. I don't know who they're the decision makers, that I can tell you. And one is directing themselves at someone else because of usefulness. And the other one saying, no, she's got all the qualities we need. And so we need to go with experience. And not youth. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yep. So hang in there. It's kind of just a small hiccup. That's all it is. It's just a small hiccup. Okay?
Yeah.
Let me see what Anne has to add. Go ahead, Sissy.
Yes. And hi, ladies. Hi, Kimberly. So nice to talk to you.
Hi.
I sense the same thing as Sue, and for me it's coming up like the difference in opinions at the office here where they are talking about this is not anything personal or anything. It's just like different ways of seeing things. But it feels, like Sue said, that they are going to give it to you because when it comes to the end of things, experience and knowledge and many things count more than just being driven and have the energy. So that's not, you know, it counts differently. And of course, there are always different ways of seeing things. But I do sense that you are the one that's going to get it. You feel, of course, a little bit upside down because, you know, it's not nice for us to wait. And I know I'm the same as you. I don't like that either. But it feels like there's strength in what's occurring, even if it's not obvious. It's not up on the table for you to see right now. But I have a feeling you will know why, and you will have a better understanding in a little bit of a time. And it feels like it's really the best energy surrounded regarding this question. So I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Kimberly,
are you there?
Yes. I was just listening. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So I thought I lost you. Okay. So that's what I can pick up from this. It feels very good. It feels good, but it may take a little bit of time. It's hard sometimes to predict timelines because it doesn't really depend either on you or on me, right?
Right.
So it's yes, others.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Right.
I understand that. So when you were saying too about you over experience, when you say you, do you mean you?
Younger, yeah. So a couple. Remember, not younger as far as like really young. I mean younger as far as how many years this person would add compared to how many you would. And so they would. This is business, okay? So let me just be very blunt. In business, they look at the bottom line. They look at the experience. Even if it's education department, there's still the political politics of this crap. And so when you have two opposing people who kind of are the decision makers and one has an idea about whom they would like because of a couple years younger, not younger, like 10 years, someone younger, maybe 7, so they can give more time to this position. Okay, and the other one is going, no. Kimberly knows exactly what she's doing. We don't need to retrain anyone here because there's some training going on. And girl, you got the job. I'm telling you got the job. It's just the politics. It's crappy. Okay, it's crappy.
Okay.
And so the message I got specifically for you was hang in there. It's coming. It's coming. Okay? Everything, sometimes it takes patience. So I even wrote it, Kimberly, in big, bold letters when I hear. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's coming. It's all good. You'll be letting us know here soon. I'll be getting an email or Ann will, I'm sure.
Yes. And I have to add something here because the card I talked about a few minutes ago, right, that I pulled today for the show for everybody, we're going to reveal our cards that we pulled for everyone later on.
Mm-hmm.
But this goes for you as well, Kimberly. So I pulled from the Archangel's Oracle, Ascended Master's Oracle cards, and I pulled Apollo. He's a Greek god in mythology. And his message is focus upon your strengths, and that's exactly where you need to put your focus and attention. Just rest peacefully in the knowledge that you know what you can, and all your talents, your experience, everything, your qualifications. That's going to move you forward here into what you want, okay?
Can I add one final aspect, Sissy? Because remember, we both pulled cards, and I haven't yet to say anything about this deck I have. So, Kimberly, listen to this. I have the Akashic Records deck, right? And this is really about the soul and the soul's expression and its experience. What came up, the first card that came up, called the chess game. Didn't I just tell you the politics that are going on here? In fact, it was sitting over on my table. It was like way over, and I went and grabbed it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is for Kimberly. That's why I pulled this. And then the Increscent Moon, which also in this image, it has a female, but she kind of reminds me of Apollo. It's weird. It's like a bust of a woman, but you know how you can make the Roman and Greek goddesses, all the faces kind of look the same, and you can make them either a woman or a man, but the face always looks the same. Okay, well, that's what this card looks. This card is called Six of Keys. This card represents to me your building block. Okay, so you're he has a hammer. The male has a hammer, and he's kind of chiseling away whether he's going to make this a man or a woman, whether he's – what area is he going to need to work on here? So it's really simplistic, but like I said, it really – the chess game in this card, the chess game is called the Three of Keys. It's a whole other aspect of the soul, but Anne and I don't have a lot of time to get into that. Just let's just say, you got this, girl. Just hang in there. Let go. Let go.
Okay.
Let it all go.
Okay.
Breathe. Go to the beach. Go somewhere. Go shopping. Buy yourself something nice. You know?
Okay.
It's coming. Buy me and Anne something nice. How's that? You know, I could use a new skirt, you know, something new. I'm just teasing. I'm teasing you, Kimberly.
I understand. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Yeah. You're so welcome.
Thank you,
we'll
Kimberly.
We'll talk again. We'll talk
All right.
soon.
Yes.
Have an awesome day and a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You
yes.
have an awesome day as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Sissy, you want me to squeeze in another call here? I'm looking at the clock. How much time we've got?
Yeah, but
another call?
I think we have only 5 minutes. No, 4 minutes for a caller. So if
okay.
you can squeeze one in.
Yep, squeeze
seconds
it in.
Seconds are counting.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm good. You got
hi,
4
Donna.
Minutes, girl.
Hi.
And what's going on?
Well, I wanted to know about finances, if they're going to get better. My neighbor said that I'm the executor of the will, and I'll get the cars and everything in his little apartment. And then another
yeah.
man, a blind man that I look after, he gave me the paper and all, so I know that's going to go through. He's about 90. I help him out quite a bit. I have for the last 10 years. And then there's another man that I help out. He's blind. His name is Pete. And he had mentioned leaving
oh, wow.
me in the will. Do you see that happening with Pete?
Pete.
I'm trying to see what's coming up.
I don't know. Pete feels like there's more talk than there is action. Just maybe a small thing. It feels like, yeah, you know, fantasy-wise, that'd be great if I could leave you, you know, a castle, but...
He's very wealthy. Very wealthy, and he has no kids.
I get it, but I don't feel like... I think there's a lot of talk. You know what? Listen, we've got less time. Contact Anne or me if you want to further this. There's just some things I don't want to say on air. I'm going to ask Anne to
okay.
jump in as well.
Sissy? Yeah, I have something. Yes. Hi, Donna. I have something
Hi.
Very fast here. It feels like you have many opportunities and options, and that's coming from your past here. You already said them. You expressed them. It feels like there's something good coming in the future.
Good.
I can't really tell from whom
good.
Because it's a little bit of a lack of time. But it takes some time. It takes some time. And there are maybe not all of those things you mentioned will come into manifestation, but some of them will. I'm sorry if
but
that
there's
was
something
a very
good
fast
on
message.
The way. But there's something good on the way, nevertheless. I mean, maybe I'll win some money or have a windfall of some sort or something like that, you know. And
Your ship will come
yes.
in, Donna. Your ship will come
the
in. Yeah. Listen, if you want, we've got to cut it short. If you want a
okay.
reading, do you want more information? Because I have more. I'm just going to tell you right now. Contact Anne or me, okay, on the website, schoolsofthesoul.com/Anne, schoolsofthesoul.com/Sue. There's a lot more here, and I can't say it on air. So,
okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
me.
You.
Have a great day. You too.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Sissy.
So.
See, I told you I was
yes,
good. Six
so,
minutes.
I know. Yeah, you were a good girl. I won't be grumpy with you, I promise.
Thank you.
So.
Yes, I appreciate it.
On, on today's show, we have been talking about numerology, and if we didn't get a chance here to take your call, please call into our next show. We try to make as many as we can, and sometimes we are carried away by talking because we just love to chat, right? And both of us, not only one. So our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio will be next Thursday, June 24th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. And we will be discussing tuning forks and biorhythm healing, how sound can heal the body, plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And you can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can always go into, we keep any links and anything in the chat room, so you can find that at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings or /Sue or /Anne, of course. And once again, if we didn't have a chance to take your call, please call into our next show. And thank you all for listening and calling in. We really adore all of you. We are back next Thursday, June 24th, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And Sissy, is there anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Just thank you, everyone. We can't thank you enough. We honor you and we honor your trust and we really appreciate it. So thank you. And I hope everyone has a really awesome weekend. And with that being said, angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.